ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your hats because Ashley is starting the episode. So let's see what now she has not even for a start. Us.
It can't be random.
Go.
If you do it with an intro like that, no, I quit now.
You asked, you have to. I didn't bring anything.
Well, I didn't bring anything either. I was just going to start talking randomly.
Could do
but
it.
You ruined it just by it. Making an intro.
You got to learn to push through. So just do it.
All I was going to say was I wore a hot shirt and I'm sweating and I regret it. And now it sounds stupid because you put a fancy intro in front of it. So thank you for that, Taryn. Karen.
I was honestly, I am a better person now for knowing what you're wearing.
Get out. Roll the thing. This is stupid. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. I deeply apologize for that intro. We're way more professional than that. And I'm looking at you, Taryn.
I would just, okay.
You
I would just
let me have my moment and take it into my own hands. I was like, you know what? I got it. You just wait. I was going to look up the temperature outside and hit y'all with my outfit and how it should have been fine. And
I would like to know.
You had to start talking.
How, minus my setting up that you're actually going to be starting the fun fact.
It would have been a fun surprise.
How
just
much
heard.
More interesting could it have been to know
I
that you're wearing
say
a hot
whole
shirt?
Story about the chair, and now it's
That's
done.
That's funny. Why didn't you do
it's
that?
It's done because it's not. It doesn't make sense anymore. Anyways, that's Taryn. I'm Ashley. This is Unsolicited Advice,
Someone
and we're
is
so excited
spicy.
To be advising you guys today. I am currently halfway through my quad shot oat latte and feeling very fine right now.
I'm dying right now because
Taryn's face right now.
You
I wish I could record.
You are trying just everything you can to not look at me because you're mad at me.
I don't want to look at you. I'm upset.
I feel like we should do, Ash, we should do 10 seconds of uninterrupted eye contact. Ready? Go.
Are we supposed to talk during this?
I'm counting in my head.
I
feel better already.
I'm trying to flip my
Do you feel better?
It's dumb.
Do you feel better?
I don't like it at all. Anyways, hello everyone.
Wait, are you really mad?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
Can we move on? These poor listeners.
We actually, you know, you might not be able to tell, but we came in super excited to record.
Yeah, we're pumped for today.
We are pumped for today. Today is our last February episode.
Our last love episode.
You know.
And honestly, thank God.
Really? I've been digging it.
I'm just like, you know, the more we talk about all these relationship stuff just makes me very aware of how single I am. And I'm like, we could we go back to the horror Halloween story?
I mean,
that would
I
be great.
I will not say no to that.
Way more
I
interested like in that.
I'm like, I'm at a weird, like, you know, you go through phases where like you either like, you're like, I hate being single. And then there's other times where you're just like, I'm just living my life.
Can I be honest?
That's how I feel right now.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I think I hit that I hate being single like once every 4 months. And inevitably,
okay.
I watch some kind of sappy love movie.
Yeah.
90% of the time, it's like a Jane Austen.
Yeah. Like a classic.
Yeah. I cry a little bit. And then like, and then I go on with my life for a good 4 or 5 months and I'm feeling great. And then every once in a while. So I think reading about all these stories is when I'm just like, ugh.
We get it.
We get it.
You're in love.
And it's great.
I, you know, I was feeling mine because, well, also like a lot of this stuff people are writing in, they're not like all in love. They're like struggling.
Yeah, true. I do.
So
we do. And
I will
and
say
that is interesting. And I
it
love
is.
That.
It is.
Not for you.
Yeah.
The writer.
No.
But as a you know, entertaining, let's solve this problem.
Fully.
I'm going to stop talking and let Taryn
talk.
Oh,
my gosh. No, you're fine. I will say the other day I was driving and I saw a couple fighting and I was like watching and it was the, like, you know, where like the girl's storming off and the guy's trying to grab her arm and she like pulls her arm away and he's just in the back like.
Was I in the car with you?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Oh,
it sounds
actually,
familiar.
No, I feel like we were both driving somewhere. So you might have seen it too.
Yeah. I feel like I
was it like
in the
super
car
tall?
With you and we were going to SoulCycle possibly.
No, I don't remember you being there because I remember just giggling to myself, but maybe. You're always with me, Ash, in my heart.
I mean.
just like slowly trying to get her to love me again. But yeah, it's times like that where I see like the fighting that I'm like, oh, I'm cool.
Well, it also like it's just like, thank God.
Yeah.
Because you don't, people don't usually fight in public and they don't want to show that side. So they'll, you know, we'll talk about this later. And they definitely don't post it on socials and they definitely don't. So when you see people doing that in public, it's just like, thank God you're normal.
Yeah.
Because like, that's probably what I would be doing.
Totally,
you know,
if
I
was in a relationship. And oh my gosh, stuff. I hate stuff. Speaking of dating, I would like to share a recent experience I had that I feel like it could definitely fit into my own tearing it up category.
Yeah. Again, if you guys haven't been listening for a while, Tearing It Up is a series that we have based on Taryn's life. Taryn has had a very entertaining life. Thank God, you know, because for me and for you guys now, we get pure entertainment from hearing her life stories. And you guys get to submit stories that you think are funny and that has happened to you similarly, like when they happen to Taryn. We haven't had Tearing It Up from you.
For a while.
From your life.
I've been sharing
in a very
stage.
Long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got reached out to go on this dating podcast. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like a first date, but like you see each other on the podcast.
Right.
It's called Down to Date.
But you've never seen each other before.
No. Never seen each other. I had no idea what I was walking into. It's called Down to Date and it's with Kendall Long. She was on Bachelor and stuff like that. And we actually met her. Yeah. At an event, and her sister are like the sweetest humans.
We met her at iHeartRadio two years ago.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was 2 years ago. Yeah. And who was it? What brand was it with?
It was like some skin.
Was it Garnier? No, it wasn't Garnier.
No, I can't remember.
Yeah, it was Garnier. No, it wasn't Garnier. Biore.
Biore.
It was
Biore.
Yeah. I got invited to an iHeartRadio show and, Taryn was obviously my plus one.
Obviously.
And that's where we met Kendall. I've never been a Bachelor fan and I've probably watched like two episodes, but I know her.
Yeah.
She's so sweet. And it makes me very excited to say that.
Yeah. Me and Ash kind of like bonded with her and her sister who was her plus one.
Yeah.
Because they're just like the chillest girls, like so down to earth. Mm-hmm. And we just like had so much fun with them.
We were like, hey, us too.
Yeah. So honestly, mainly because it was her podcast, I was like, okay, I'll do it because usually that like makes me squirm, right?
Yeah.
So I guess what happened is they had someone that they picked out for me who was like, I think like this amazing guy, whatever. But then he canceled last minute. And so they had
like
to,
that.
I know, which obviously is not that amazing. So then they literally had to just shot out, like reaching out to as many people as they could, like trying to get someone because I already was scheduled to come in. And so someone responded. And I'll just say, like, you know, we talk about this all the time. Like, I don't think it's like, I always battle with like, am I being shallow? Am I being like whatever? When you feel like you're like, like, no, I'm not into someone. Mm-hmm. But I think it truly is like you can just tell like the people you vibe with or if you're attracted or whatever.
Yeah.
So when I walked in the room, I was like, I don't think this is it. Like just like our first interaction, I was like.
You have to be attracted to them to a degree.
Yeah,
like something has to like connect right off the bat, you know?
Yeah. So I was like, I was pretty like bummed because I was like, had a feeling.
Sure.
And like there were certain things that kept sticking out throughout that I was like, huh.
Because elaborate.
I have a sixth sense where I literally can read a person so well and I always call things out before it happens. So the first thing that was weird is I walked in and I stood there for probably like 3 Mississippi seconds while he was still talking to her before, and he knew I walked in the room before he turned and introduced himself, and he didn't like get up, he didn't like really change positions, he just kind of turned and like shook my hand. And I was just like, it was weird. Like, if you're literally, like, meeting someone, it's like a first date, you would think that you'd be, like, watching for her to walk in. Or, like, when she walks in, you'd be like, oh, you know.
Yeah, and so, also, like, not necessarily just in that kind of situation, just common courtesy.
Yeah, like.
If you're meeting up with a group of people and one of those people walks in, shouldn't
it
you
was weird
stop
to
and
me.
Say hi instead of continuing your conversation, especially if you've never met. That's weird.
So then the other thing was like every time you know, like, I'm trying to recover and be like, hey, be open-minded. Like, maybe, like, he's a really cool guy. Like, you'll get to know, whatever. But every, like, he just kept looking at her. Mm-hmm. Like, even when, like, I was talking. And I was kind of avoiding eye contact, too, because I was uncomfortable. Right. But it was just, like, certain things that I was, like, reading body language. And, like, he kind of came across as, like, not really trying whatsoever to, like, impress me, like, at all.
Yeah.
So I was just, like, in my mind, I was, like, I feel like he is more here, like, for her than me. Like, for okay. sure. Which, I will say, was very comforting because I was, like, okay, I'm not going to have to be the one to, like, be mean because he's clearly, like, not into it either.
Yeah, it's a mutual.
Yeah. And I have, like, I would rather someone be, like, I'm not into you than me have to say I'm not into
100%,
you. 100%. Like, 1,000%. So, anyways, we do the whole thing. It was actually super fun. Like, there's games. Like, there's parts where, like, we interview each other. There's parts where, like, she separates us and, like, Justin interviews, like, one at a time. So, it was like, a really fun experience. But you come in, and then at the same time, you put up a card. Either you're down to date or you're not down to date.
Yeah.
And so, literally, like, I held up my thing watching his, too, and we both put not. And so I was like,
thank God.
You know? And
yeah.
And I guess we were, like, the first people ever on the podcast to both say not.
Oh.
So me being competitive, I was like, I won. Like, I'm the first, you know? So we, like, high-fived, and we were like, oh, that's cool. So everyone's listening was like, how is this weird, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we leave. And I was like, I had offered Kendall a ride because she was like going to get an Uber or something. So I was like, no, like, I'll just give you a ride. And we're like with her producer, like locking up the building and about to leave. And I noticed he's still in his car, even though he like said bye. So I yelled out because I was like, oh, that's very like gentlemanlike. Like, that's nice. So I yell out and I'm like, thank you for waiting, you know? And he's like, yeah. And then he goes, hey, Kendall. He's like, hey, can I talk to you real fast? So like she goes over, but I'm like there awkwardly because I'm giving her a ride, right?
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like by my car and I'm just trying to like not pay attention. And first he like takes a picture with her or something. And then I hear him go, so like I just think you're so like beautiful. Like,
gosh.
You have said like you have such a good vibe.
Mark is dying right now.
And he goes, so I was just wondering, like, if you want to, like, grab a drink sometime.
Oh,
and
my God.
Ashley, I am peeing myself. I'm like, this is not, like.
Just confirming everything you felt for the full whatever hour it was.
I literally should be, like, people should come to me for, like, bets. And I will just, like, walk into a room and tell them everything they need to know.
Yeah.
But, like, who goes on? I got set up with a guy on a dating podcast who literally just came.
For the host.
To hit on the host. what is my life? And it was just amazing. It was so funny. She was so sweet and she was so nice. And then she gets in the car and she was like so mad like for me because she was like, that's like not cool. And she's like, I know you're fine. Because I was like cracking up. I'm like, girl,
I was going to say, she does not need to be worried about
like,
you.
I'm like fine. The chillest. But she's like, you know, like I invited you here. Like that's not, I could see how other girls would have been like, that's so rude. Like you asked someone out right as you're, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I was like not interested whatsoever.
Also, it's just funny.
Yeah.
When it's that funny, it's like, you can't be offended. It's
no,
just hilarious.
I literally like left and I was just like dying because I was like, shoot. This is the funniest thing ever. So that was my experience.
So
on
good.
Dating podcast.
So good.
Mark, what do you think? Was the story worth the wait?
And she was so nervous.
He was asking me about it, and I was like, no, I want you to hear it on the podcast.
I'm going to be completely honest. So my mind thought that might have been a possibility.
Yeah.
But then I was like, but nah, that would never happen.
That would never happen.
It totally happened. It totally happened.
Oh, man. And what's funny is like he must have known he had like, I mean, it's Kendall.
But that's
so
why,
like, he must have been like obviously interested in her.
Oh, and that's why it was so interesting to me is like, why wouldn't you just reach out and like ask
exactly.
her out?
Like if you're connected with her somehow already, just like hit her up. Why go through the whole process
like,
of doing this?
She
episode?
Kept trying to like get him to like say stuff or interact, and like he just like was not. Because I am like a catch, right? Like even if you
10 out of 10,
if like you're not fully interested. Like, I'm a fun person. Like, you would think, like, you'd still just, like, have a fun time, a good conversation.
Yeah.
But it was, like, I just kept being, like, this, something weird is happening.
Well, yeah. Like, he had, like, the love blinders on, and he didn't see you. He didn't see you. He was just
weird.
He was there for her. Yeah.
It was so weird. So, that's yes. Funny. That was my, like, tearing it up. I just could not, like, that sentence of, like, going on for someone who's, like, there for the host.
That's
it just
absolutely
was too
fantastic.
Too much. It was great. So, yeah, that's my tearing it up for you.
Oh, man. I wish you could do your tearing it ups more often.
I know, but
not
I need
like
to
I
share.
Want these
I need to share
embarrassing things to happen to you, but they're so funny.
Yeah, it's so
they're
good.
They're so funny. So good. That never so good. Happens. Anyways, if you guys have a tearing it up that you want to share with us that you think is funny, or that is, you know, similar to something that Taryn's gone through, you can DM us, you can email us. That's pretty much the only two ways to send it over. But yeah, do it. We want to share those funny stories. We need a good laugh.
Yeah.
Every episode. At least one.
Yeah. I feel like, it just keeps it light. It's like the dad joke at the end.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we just need those
light. Changes it up a little bit.
Change it up. Switch it up.
Yep.
Cool. Well, we are going to get into our stories now.
Yeah, buddy.
Would you like to go first?
We didn't really discuss. I'd love to go first.
Okay. So, we'll take a break, but do you want to give us a little teaser?
I would love to do the little. Yep. So this one is really good. It's kind of shorter, but there's a lot here.
Okay.
For us to really like dive into and dissect
and
discuss.
Love that.
So I'm really excited for this one. She also titled it beautifully. Is love actually?
Oh my gosh. What just did you bite your tongue?
No, but the word just came out really weird.
You literally, I'm going to zoom in on your face when I get this footage. It looked like you like bit your tongue or swallowed it. Oh my gosh, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm going to say that again.
Okay.
Mark.
Let's try again.
I don't know. Why.
No, keep it in, Mark. Keep it in. Keep it all in.
She titled this beautifully. It's called Is Love Actually Blind? So we're going to take our break.
Is it?
And I'll let you guys in on the rest of the details when we come back. Okay, bye.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Guys, our beverages right now. Me and Tara were talking about how they accurately represent our personalities.
Uh-huh.
I'm over here with a cute little quad shot oat latte from Alfred. That's probably one of the more expensive coffees that you could buy in the nation. Yeah. And Taryn's over here with like a big dollar large diet Coke.
From McDonald's.
We're both happier.
Oh, so
this
happy.
Way, you know, I can't. I'm not a Coke person. And
you know, it's
she
interesting
likes,
though.
She likes the oat.
Every time I get a soda, guess who like sneakily reaches over and takes a sip?
Yeah, I'll take a sip now and then.
Oh, I thought you were gonna like fight me around that.
No, not at all. Just
She's
saying.
Like, I know myself.
Just saying. Okay, so we're gonna get into the stories now. Again, this one is titled.
We're gonna try again.
Yeah. Is love actually blind?
Good
and we're gonna get right into it. I'm very excited because my computer finally connected to my printer, which is it hasn't done it all year. Like literally all of 2020, it hasn't connected.
Yeah.
Even like. I think even towards the end of December was when it officially started. Something got weird and nothing was printing. And
yeah, because I was doing yours, right?
You were printing it for me. My phone, it was really complicated, but I don't know what I did.
I'm proud of you.
Long story short, I am holding the letter today.
Yeah, you are.
I'm very happy about it. Okay, here we go. Is love actually blind? Hi, Ashley and Taryn.
Hey.
You can call me Kay. And first, I just wanted to say before I get into the story that I love your podcast and I listen to it all the time while I'm doing my daily commute to work and to school.
Oh.
So sweet, Kay. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm in need of some advice and just wanted to hear your thoughts. That's what we're here for.
Well, I mean, you came to the right place.
For. So a few months ago, I downloaded Bumble.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Mine has something about Bumble too.
Oh, I was like, do we have the same story?
No, but I'm waiting for that to happen.
I was like, it finally happened. Taryn and I have this.
No.
You know, we've been waiting for us to accidentally pick the same story, even though we shouldn't, but you never know.
It'd be so exciting.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Honestly, that was a really weird thing to get excited about, but I got excited.
Okay. It really threw me off.
Bumble. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Okay, so a few months ago, I downloaded Bumble, not expecting anything out of it, which, you know, I feel like that's normal for...
Have you done Bumble?
I've never done Bumble.
What is Bumble? The girl initiates or something?
Yes. Okay, it's a dating app, but the girl's supposed to like basically hit on the guy.
Well,
But I think that's a normal, like not expecting anything out of it is normal. No one really downloads an app expecting something that, you know.
But you're hopeful.
It's hopeful, but you don't really think, you know. Anyways, I digress. I have downloaded dating apps in the past and would talk to a few guys here and there, but after a couple days, I would get bored and we'd eventually stop talking and nothing would happen. Every guy I've ever talked to on Hinge ever.
Have you ever just ended with a conversation of like, okay, cool, like, I'm not interested, goodbye? No, it's always like
someone doesn't respond.
Conversation.
Yeah, it could be me, it could be him, someone doesn't respond, and then it just dies.
And, like, good conversations.
Yeah, it could be great, it could be a very good conversation, or it could just be like, this is going nowhere.
Yeah.
But either way, someone doesn't respond.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
it's interesting. Anyways, back to the story. Well, this time, I was expecting the same thing, but I actually matched with a really cute and nice guy who I actually started to have an interest in.
Ooh.
We ended up talking for a few weeks and eventually went out on a date. The first date went well, and since then, we have been going out regularly. This guy is super nice and so funny. He also is so much different than all of the other guys I have ever gone out with, in the sense that he really wants to get to know me and introduce me to his family and friends, which, wow, that's such
that's
a good sign.
That's a big step, yeah.
He is also genuinely a good person, is super goal-oriented and driven, which is something I have always wanted in a partner. For the first time ever, I can see this growing into something serious, but there's one thing I am nervous about. And it is
I was waiting for the catch because I was like, always dude, this sounds so good.
There is one thing that I'm nervous about, and it's the fact that he is legally blind.
Oh,
before I get too much into it, he can see, but his vision is bad enough to the point where he can't drive or do certain things that require full sight. He's still able to work and go to school. I'm just worried that if it works out and we end up getting married, that him being blind will make things hard. Like, my main concern is the fact that he isn't able to drive. I'm just worried that if we get married and have kids, that I'm going to have to do all of the errands, taking the kids to school, etc., and that I would start resenting him for it. Or if there's an emergency, he wouldn't be able to drive to get me. Also, the career I'm trying to pursue will have me traveling regularly, and I worry about how he'd be able to handle things with the kids knowing that he has this disability. I know this is thinking way ahead in the future, and I'm not trying to rush things or anything, but I'm just... this is something that I'm worrying about. I know that it's not something that he can control, and I just don't know how to properly deal with my concerns. Like, I'm not sure if I should talk to him about it as things get more serious, or if I should just push this to the side and deal with it later. I'm really not trying to sound shallow. It's just a genuine concern because I really like him, but I am worried about little things like this. If you guys read this, thank you. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. Yours truly, Kay. Which I really just want to say, I don't think it's shallow at all. I think that's a huge concern.
I definitely can see. And that's honestly, that's what I love about our podcast and like us and how we always, this is a reminder to everyone listening. Like, it is like a judgment-free zone. Like, we are, I think one of the things that is so scary, especially nowadays, is like you're so scared to say anything or talk about anything because everyone gets offended about
Someone's
everything.
Gonna get offended, yeah.
And I can totally see like her being afraid to talk about it because people being like, how selfish, like, you know, you're judging him off of this stuff, or like, that's shallow because it's whatever. And so I can see her being afraid to talk to people about it. But that's the thing, is like, you have to process those things or else you'll just go crazy.
No, you have to. You need to talk to someone about it. Yeah.
So I think it's great that you wrote in, and we'll just like freaking dive in. I'm honestly excited about this one. We haven't had anything like this yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, and I completely agree with what Taryn said. I think something that unfortunately like holds you back from speaking these kinds of concerns is that because it is a disability,
yeah.
A lot of people don't want to touch that kind of topic. But like this is one of those things, if you are planning to possibly merge lives with someone, then you have to consider everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, considering life with a legally blind person before entering into like a more serious relationship, I think that's actually respectable of her, because if she doesn't think she can handle that, then she should get out now. Like she should genuinely question whether or not she can handle having a relationship like that with someone.
Yeah.
Like I've gone out a couple times with people who they never gave me a number, but like I knew they had a massive amount of debt.
Yeah.
And like that's something I would have to marry into if I chose to continue like a relationship with them. And that's nothing against them, but it's just being aware of what you're walking into.
No, and I mean, I think that's the whole reason why like premarital counseling and stuff like that is so important, because a lot of times you jump in and are like, like it'll work itself out. We'll figure it out. I will say like, because a lot of what I do is working with, you know, different types of disabilities that kids are just starting to like enter into like figuring out that that's present. And it's always important that you realize like the disability is separate from the person.
100%.
And so I think you need to figure out like how you feel about him and then attack the disability.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I know you'll probably relate to this too, but I remember I chose to do sign language in college, and I remember like a lot of what they taught us was getting to know the deaf community. And there was a lot of stuff like I was super ignorant to. Like I never thought about like how they felt about certain terms used or certain ways that we interact. And so I think like for you, I would like dive into that community and find out from people, you know, reach out to support. I'm guarantee there's like websites where there's support groups or wives of people, and just see like how people have made their life work and their routines. But she mentioned like, I don't know if I should talk to this with him. And I like 1,000% think you should be so incredibly like vulnerable and honest with him.
Yeah.
Because if you do choose to get into that life, that's where resentment comes, is when you hold things in and just like try to process and feel these things without that other person.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee there's fears he has too.
Like 100%.
He's thought about the fact that like, I'm not going to be able to drive my kids to soccer practice. And like, that's such a heartbreaking thing. So I think like you should sit with him and be like, hey, like, I'm not saying we have to plan our futures, but I am in this for like the long haul. And I want to know, like, if we can just talk about this stuff, like talk about what the future looks like and what things would look like in these areas. Yeah. You know?
No, I don't think you're I don't think you thinking about this now is too early to be thinking about it. Did I say that right? Did that make sense?
It made sense. It made sense.
Yeah. It's not too early at all. And I genuinely think I agree with Taryn that you should talk to him about it already, because I guarantee you he's thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like he's already thought about it.
Yeah.
Also, I agree it's not too early to start thinking about this stuff. But I do think if you don't love him yet, the desire to like conquer this mountain with him will come when you do fall in love with him.
Yeah.
So right now you guys are both still on the outside and like possibly looking into like the future of coming together and living a life together. If you guys end up making it through the long haul and you fall for him, then like this isn't going to be so scary.
Yeah.
It's going to be something that you genuinely want to do for him. Like, I don't think the resentment will happen.
Yeah.
I could see how you'd be scared of it, but I don't think it'll happen once you fall for someone.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, no, I want to do this for you. And no, I don't mind driving you here or there because, because he's yours and you're his. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, life is messy, and I've known people who have like gotten married and then the person went through like a like almost life ending accident, and now is not the same person because of a brain injury or yeah. has an injury that requires a lot more care and attention. And the thing is like, you always like figure it out. Yeah. Like you make a way because there's not another option.
Yeah.
So I think like a lot of the stuff you're freaking out about seems big because you don't know another way. But that stuff, like if this is your guy, like you guys are going to come up with your stuff. You're going to reach out. You're going to find those friends, find family mm-hmm. who's going to come alongside you and help in those ways. So it just like Ash said, I think it depends how you feel about him. And if you're in love with him and you're wanting to make it work, like you guys will make it work and you should see past that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I completely agree. I think, I don't know. I think it's better to stick it out and see where this goes with your feelings and how you feel about him. Because I think if you're feeling this kind of connection and he seems like such a great guy, then I feel like it's worth.
Yeah.
It's that's worth it to me.
But I definitely start having those conversations yeah. or start just doing your research,
and
you know.
Talk to friends because it's not, I completely understand how you can think this is a shallow thing, but it's not. So I would talk about it with your friends, with your parents, if you have any like close group, schoolmates or whatever. I would talk to everyone about it yeah. and get their opinion because then it becomes less scary and more of like how do I yeah. do this, you know?
Yeah.
But thank you, Kay,
yeah,
for sharing your story. I love how like. It was short, but so condensed and yeah. very, like, there was so much to it. So,
yeah,
yay. No, thank you for awesome. Being vulnerable and yeah. sharing that with us. And best of luck to you and Mr. Amazing.
Yeah, that's exciting. Sounds great. Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
I'm sweating.
You are having I an really, issue. Can like, we finally tell what happened on the way here now? Have you recovered enough?
Yeah. Okay. I was in a weird mood. I was in a weird mood and I was like goofy, but I was making no sense in the car.
Yeah.
I felt like, and everything was weird and I couldn't stop moving and fidgeting. And then I realized like mid conversation, I was telling Taryn something on the way here and I'm like, I'm sweating. I'm so hot. And I looked down and the seat warmer was on full blast, not like one. And guys, not even two or three, like five. It was on five. full blast. And I was sweating so bad. And I thought for sure something was wrong.
Yeah.
Like I was like, am I? Because I, of course, you know, I didn't tell you, but I'm sick again, obviously. I just, you know, it's a part time job. Having a cold every month, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I literally was like, am I breaking out in a fever again? Like, what's happening?
I'm so hot and clammy.
Yeah. And then I saw that and I just bursted out laughing and yeah. then turned it off and then rolled the windows down and made Taryn look at how red my back was because I was like,
not
I know
look,
I'm hot.
You made me touch it. And then I touched with one finger and she's like, no, put your whole palm on it.
It was so hot. And I knew, I literally was like, something's wrong with me. Anyways. It's this shirt. It doesn't look that hot.
No,
it's
looks,
cropped and I'm in leggings, but it's a
fleece?
Hot shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. Fleece is like.
But it's cropped and I'm in leggings. And I was like, oh, it's such a nice day. So that's why I was surprised that I was sweating. But anyways, we're done with me. We're done with me. I'm okay. done.
She's done. I just realized that I cut off the title. So.
Oh, no.
I remember.
Do you?
It's something about like. My brother's best friend is the one for me, like something like that.
Okay. Okay.
So
all
something
right.
like that. There's a brother's best friend.
Brother's best friend.
Dun dun dun. So we will
drama,
be back
drama, drama.
In just a moment and get into that. Get all up in it.
She's still talking.
Ahem. Who am I? Ahem. Wow, it's just rough crowd today, guys. Just be thankful that you're sitting in your AC car, you know, probably having a good time, and you're not in this room with this person.
I blame the quad shot.
It's rough. It's a rough day. Okay, hi, Taryn and Ashley. I almost read her name. My name is, but I would prefer to stay anonymous. She said, "You never know who's listening."
Cough laugh like I choked and laughed.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna cross this out because I'm gonna keep staring at it and I'm accidentally gonna say it. Okay, First off, let me tell y'all how much I love your podcast. I've been watching Ashley on YouTube from the start. And found your podcast after following you on Instagram. Let me tell you this story. Over the summer, I was at my brother's house. We live in the same town where I go to college, and he works, and he's 5 years older than me. I don't know why I read that weird. I was doing some homework, hanging out with him and his dogs, and without even knocking, this random guy walks in and asks very dramatically if I was my brother's little sister. Weird, not using names, sorry, haha. I feel like that would be hard for me too to tell a story without names, but we get it. I said I was, and my brother's shocked we'd never met. Let's call the friend Blake, which, hot Blake, name.
Very.
It's a great name. Well, that was the first time I met Blake, but it definitely wasn't the last.
Definitely
dun,
not.
Dun, dun, dun. At the time, I was working at an ice cream shop, and my brother and Blake walk in because I guilted my brother to come visit me. Sounds like me. At work before he went out of town. Blake looked so cute, all caps.
Blake.
Freaking Blake. This was the first time I'd really noticed because we were standing across from each other over the counter. We all talked and joked around while they were trying flavors, and once they bought their ice cream, they left. Fast forward about 2 weeks, I'm on a dating app and I see Blake on there.
Dang.
Dude, that's twice that's happened to me where I've been looking through profiles and someone's popped up that like was a legit crush of mine.
Same.
And you like panic for a while. Yeah. Like you don't know what to say. Like, do I like it? Do I not?
Yeah.
What's my opening line? How do I make this funny?
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
I literally just freaked out and I exit.
You act?
Yeah.
But what if?
Ah,
Ash.
I like it.
Come on. I see his profile and hesitate for a minute because he is my brother's best friend.
Right.
But then I figure, what's the harm? It's not like he would have swiped on his best friend's little sister, so I swiped right. And then we matched, which means he liked her too.
Uh-huh.
He had swiped on me. I wondered for a few hours what I should do. I was on an app where the girls has to message first. So that's Bumble, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I knew if I wanted to talk, I would have to make the first move, which freaks me out. Don't really know why I'm on this app. I eventually messaged him, and lo and behold, he didn't message me back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Blake, you were doing
freaking
so good.
Blake.
Fast forward about a month, and I decide to mess with my brother. So while we were talking, I said, hey, next time you talk to Blake, you should tell him it's rude not to respond to girls on Bumble.
I like you. You're funny.
Yeah. Her brother says back, no. And then that was the end of it. Safe to say he was not a fan of the match.
Uh-huh.
About a month after that, I'm over at my brother's having dinner with him and his girlfriend, and I decide to mess with him a little more, and I asked him if he had talked to Blake. He goes straight face and looks at the TV. I asked what was wrong and how he reacted to hearing we'd matched. He was silent. His girlfriend speaks up and says she was there and he did not react well. A few weeks later, long time I know, my brother's girlfriend texted me to come over for dinner just to hang out and get to know each other more. They've only been dating for a couple months. I said absolutely and went over the next week. I walk in and Blake is sitting on the couch. It was my brother and his girlfriend and me and Blake all having dinner together. Double date?
Ooh, weird. The girlfriend's on your side.
Oh, yeah, the girlfriend's on it. But, I mean, that's smart because I feel like girlfriends should know coming into a relationship where there's a sister. Like, you have to get her on your side.
Gotta win her over.
Or your life will be a living hell. Mm-hmm. My brothers are listening going, yeah, I was the worst. Are you like that with?
No, Alicia's like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm a delight. To be honest.
You know, I don't know what that's like. Later on in the night, Blake looks at me and tells me he's been going on a lot of runs lately and that he runs often by the ice cream shop I used to work at. And he always wonders if I'm inside and he should come say hi. He didn't know I don't work there anymore. I tell him that I don't work there and he said that it was good he didn't stop in. My brother cuts his eyes at him and we all sat in awkward silence for a second as we ate our dinner. After this, I deleted the Bumble app and got bored one night and decided to log back in the app again. Lo and behold, Blake and I match again. This guy.
Interesting.
But I get it. I didn't message him this time because I didn't want to be ignored again. A few weeks later, I was going over to my brother's for dinner again, and when I got there, I was in the clear because Blake wasn't there. After being there for 45 minutes, the door opens and it's Blake. We end up sitting on the couch and talking for a while about tattoos and other stuff while my brother and his girlfriend were cooking. We sat down for dinner and just went about the rest of the night. I caught him staring at me multiple times throughout the night, and when I went to leave, his eyes hung on me for a while until he said goodbye.
Yeah, oh my God, they did.
I'm getting like chills because I love those first where you're like, oh my God, is he into me? That was last week, and I don't know what to do. He's a very attractive guy with an amazing personality, and we have a lot in common. My brother loves him, and my parents do too. The only issue is I don't think my brother is okay with it. I know if anything were to happen, Blake would talk to my brother first, so he would have had to have given his approval. I guess my question is, what do I do in the meantime? I think about Blake almost constantly and find myself wondering what if every time I'm around him. But I also don't want to risk hurting the relationship between him and my brother. And on top of that, I don't even know if he's actually interested in me because it hasn't ever been vocalized. Please help. It would mean so much to me if y'all would read this on your show. Much love, Anonymous.
I think he's interested.
I mean,
he would not have matched with her a second time if that's his best friend's sister.
Yes.
And he was worried about that. The first time is funny. And the first time is like, oh, maybe we'll joke about this. The first time's like, oh, hey, I see you on here.
But it's also like the second match time's intentional. And no response.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a, hey, like, well, I'm interested, but shoot, I don't know if
that's
this is,
literally it. And I'm, you know, if I were to interpret that movement, it would be him saying, hey, I like you, but I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I think he's saying. And by you not responding also, I think he's thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
But you're thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Ooh, that gives me like, that gets me excited because I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I think he for sure likes you. It feels very like,
it feels...
I'm very confident in saying that I think he likes you. It might not be something serious.
He's interested at
but
least.
He's definitely like, he think you hot.
I feel like, like guys don't, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how guys are on dating apps, but I feel like they wouldn't like someone that they didn't like.
Yeah. And also, eye lingering
is spicy.
That is not something someone who's not interested in does. Like, that's just not, that's eye flirting. That's flirting. Yeah. That is in the flirting category. So if he's doing that, then he's interested. And that plus the match thing twice, he's interested.
Yeah.
But I can't blame either of you for not wanting to do anything yet. I would be worried about possibly ruining my brother's friendship.
No, I was just going to say, like, I freaking feel you, Anonymous, so hard because I have two brothers. So I feel like I completely get that dynamic, and I actually, like, I have had a crush on my brother's friends before, and it didn't go anywhere because same thing, like, there was just weirdness, and I was like, what are you going to do, you know? Uh-huh. So my advice would be you need to sit your brother down and not have a roundabout conversation, but, like, if you really are interested in him, I would go to your brother and just say, hey. Like, I know we've joked about this a couple times, but, like I just want to be real with you. Like, I actually, like, am interested, and obviously I wouldn't do anything if, like, that made you uncomfortable. So can we just, like, talk it out? Like, just let me know what you're feeling.
If you just knew if it was a hard no from him, then it'd be like, okay.
And I think your brother would respect the fact that, like, you came to him first. Instead of you and Blake, like, having this secret thing and then coming and being like, but we love each other. You know what I mean? Like, I think he'd respect feeling like he's a part of that conversation. But I also think, like, that's, like, kind of the first step. And then if he's like, you know what, like, whatever, as long as you're fine with the fact that if you guys break up, you're both going to be in my life. You know what I mean? And let him say whatever it is he has to say. And then I would just, like, be like, hey, like, I don't know. I've been picking up on this thing. I talked to my brother. So if you're ever down, let me know, you know?
Yeah. I agree with Taryn. I would talk to your brother. I think I would wait before talking to your brother. I would, you know, I don't think eye flirting is enough to be like, I think, you know, there's something there. But
I don't think anything else is going to happen until that conversation happens.
I think you should have a lot more intentional group gatherings. Talk to the girlfriend. plan some kind of like movie night thing, go hang out somewhere, just like get yourself around him at least like two or three more times. And if it's still the same way, then I would talk to your brother. And
it's just
try to
hard
make that
though
happen.
Because boys are so like Brett. I remember specifically Brett. There was one of his guy friends like made a comment about me, and I never saw that guy again. Like, ever. Like, he never was invited to the house. They were still friends, but Brett was like so protective that it was like that guy never came around.
Yeah.
And like the thing is she's
Blake
not,
is like a best friend.
Yeah, but she's not Blake's friend. She knows him through that. So like if she keeps pushing and is like, hey, like we should all hang out, invite Blake, if her brother's already feeling weird, it's just gonna keep rubbing him the wrong way. That's why I feel like it's almost like
interesting.
They just need to have a conversation. But I'm just saying like off of like what I've experienced with like my brothers. But yeah.
Because like if I had a little brother that was into Taryn, I feel like if he was like, oh, we matched on Bumble and, you know, I feel like she has feelings for me and I want to maybe see where this goes. I'd be like, bro, she's goofing around with you. Just like calm down. Like, I wouldn't think that's serious enough to start something and ruin my best friend and my friendship.
Yeah.
If it was like coming from the brother's side.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
No, this is good.
This is good. It's
good
that we disagree.
I honestly like that we have different opinions because that's the whole like point of it is like.
And
I
actually
mean,
like it really depends on your brother.
Yeah.
So if he seems like he's being like Taryn's brother Brett and just is like, no, and like shutting it down.
Yeah.
Maybe don't.
Yeah.
Maybe don't go there.
It's good too. Like I feel like when feelings, when feelings are involved too, like especially because it seems like she's like grasping, like there was eye contact, like I finally got to see him and it's like she's thinking about him all the time. I feel like at some point, like you've got to just put yourself out of your own misery, like if it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But if this is like, it seems like by just the details of like, I'm constantly thinking about him. I want, like, he's amazing. Like, I feel like at some point too, you have to decide, like, do I just have this conversation so I know, like, this is obviously going to cause so much drama. Is it worth it? Or do I continue to let myself, like, kind of like fantasize about this guy?
Also, he's 5 years older.
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
That's not too crazy. Because she's in college. So
yeah, I'm just trying to.
Yeah. I don't know, girl, but I definitely think, yeah, it's good to listen to all the opinions and like refer to your situation and just kind of get a vibe off of your relationship with your brother.
I would talk to the girlfriend.
I was going to say that's a good approach,
too. I wouldn't talk to Blake or the brother. I would talk to the girlfriend.
Be like, hey, can you just like mention stuff and see? But
she
said the girl
down to earth. So
she
I would
said
just
the girlfriend
like, hey.
Said something, though. The girlfriend was like, I was with him and he was not into it. So I don't know. I mean, eventually you're going to have that talk with your bro.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
Basically, choose a side and let us know. Just kidding.
Pick a side, girl. One or the other.
I hope we helped. I hope we didn't like confuse you even more. But you know your situation. Like, you guys, at the end of the day, you guys know.
I think it's a clear.
What you're going through.
What we think that you should hang out with them one more time. Confirm those feelings and then do what Taryn said and talk to the brother.
Yeah.
Step one, step two.
Yeah.
It's not that. We're not conflicting.
No.
Yeah.
But we
actually just outlined what you should do.
Yeah. It is very interesting though, like approaching situations like that. Like if someone wrote in about a sister, we probably would have differing opinions too. Cause I don't know what it's like to be with
I've never
sister.
Crushed on my sister's, you know, best friend or anything. So it's interesting hearing you.
Yeah.
With when it's experience like and me.
Brothers
like, no.
And it's like boys, like they know how gross boys can be. He's seen his friends like talk about other girls and then you're the younger sister. You know what I mean? So like I get more of like that side. So it's interesting, like just the different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's why life is so interesting. I love it.
Life is interesting, guys. Moral of today's episode.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for writing anonymous. Thank you for being vulnerable with us. Good luck in your Blake endeavor. I really am just like hoping the best happens for you. And if something does happen, you know you have to let us know. Yes. I need an update because I feel very invested in this. So please let us know. DM us or email us.
I'm really
us
rooting
back.
For you for all of the times it failed for me. I'm going to live through you. Yeah. And Blake, because RIP my romances. Okay, so you guys, this is our last Valentine's-y
mm-hmm.
episode. Ashley's bye, February. And I'm like, no. Okay, so I have a couple of short ones.
Thank God. Go.
How did the phone propose to his girlfriend? I feel like you can figure this
out. How did the phone
propose to his girlfriend?
How did the phone?
Can I just say it?
Yeah.
He gave her a ring.
Oh my gosh.
Get it? The phone.
Oh my gosh. Mark's laughing so hard.
I did it. Okay. Oh man. I almost like don't want to say this because.
You want to end it on a good note?
Well, and also this is like, you know how obsessed I am with the Disney movie Robin Hood. So this one's like Robin Hood theme. So I was like.
Okay, we'll do it.
Oh my gosh, sold. What did Robin Hood say to his girlfriend? You're not going to get it. Can I just
go
say?
Go for it.
Sure would like to be your Valentine.
Get it? Because like Sherwood Forest.
Yeah.
Like Robin Hood. It's great. I thought of Sherwood the band right off the bat.
Oh no, Sherwood Forest. What I thought of.
Whoops. Okay.
Good time.
Okay. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for those of you that wrote in. if you don't yet, be sure to follow us on Instagram, on Twitter. We also have a YouTube channel that we are up to date
we
with.
Are so
thank you, Karen.
Freaking up to date that literally our last episode came out and the YouTube video came out same day.
Yeah.
Stepping up my game.
Karen and I are talking about doing a fun little playlist on our channel where we do more like actual YouTube videos where you can like do some Q&As, maybe some challenges stuff like that. So get excited for that. That's going to be coming soon. If you haven't subscribed to our channel, go ahead and subscribe now so that you don't miss
when that
video does drop. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Oh, I don't know why I thought like more was coming. Okay.
Nope.
Bye.
Bye.